Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Gunnish Cheesh for joining us. I'm Rhonda McBride. The Juno Fine Arts Camp has been around long enough to become a family tradition here in Juno. And joining me now, Electra Gardner, an alumni of the Juno Fine Arts Camp and now manager of the program, which is a partnership with Juno Dance Theater. So, Electra, how long has the Juno Fine Arts Camp been going on?
Juno Fine Arts Camp has been going on in Juno for over 40 years, and it is run by Juno Dance Theater. So it's just an incredible program that Juno Dance Theater works hard to put on every June.
And what are your offerings? Because I imagine that there's dance, because Juno Dance Theater is one of the partners, but it sounds like you have a lot of other things in the hopper.
Wow. Yeah. Every summer we look forward to, you know, having some returning classic classes that kids love, as well as adding new programming. And this summer we're really excited. We have musical theater, introduction to ballet, lots of classes working with clay, which is really different than years past. There's a class on making clay flower pots, on making clay charms for jewelry and keychains. We have two different sewing classes this year, which will be really fun, a rag doll making class, as well as a sew your own stuffed animal class. And then I'll be teaching a zines and comic book class with a guest artist. So tons of really good stuff. We also have science-based classes, you know, Lego design and science, technology, engineering, and math. And circuitry, you know, light art that lights up. So, I mean, really a little bit of everything for students this summer.
Art that lights up. Amazing. So you are an alumni. So you've got to tell us, what kind of impact did the Juno Fine Arts Camp have on your family?
Absolutely. I mean, a big one. You know, my nieces and nephews go to camp. My daughter went to camp, and my husband and I have both taught, and now I'm the director of Juno Fine Arts Camp. You know, my husband ended up becoming an art teacher, so clearly the impact is strong. You know, it gives kids an opportunity to do art with real artists all summer, or all June. And, you know, it's an incredible opportunity for kids to try different art forms and really decide what their interest is.
So what's your favorite memory going back of this experience of being exposed to so many cool things?
Absolutely. I remember creating my own journal and then writing poetry in my own journal. We don't have poetry this summer, but hey, so hopefully that'll come back again, because it is a really fond memory that I have.
And so your teachers are drawn from the community, apparently.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have two teachers from the Juno School District. We have teachers from local nonprofits. We have artists who, you know, take a break for June to come support us by teaching. So it's really a mix of awesome, creative people, which, you know, Rhonda, we have so many in our community.
Yeah, well, you know, in this show today, you know, we were talking with the Aurora Strings, part of the Juno String Ensemble, and they're headed to Carnegie next month.
It
just so many things happening. I think that this is kind of a breath of fresh air to sort of acknowledge that all of these wonderful things are going on, because I think with the headlines in the news, you can almost feel like or maybe lose faith in the inherent good of people. And here it's just bursting.
Absolutely. I mean, there's pretty much nothing but joy going on at camp this summer. And, you know, we accept kids going into kindergarten and going into going into seventh grade. So lots of different ages. And it's a great opportunity for kids, as well as for parents who might be working over the summer and, you know, looking for creative, fun opportunities for their kids to get off screens and, you know, get their hands dirty and enjoy doing some art. I want to let families know that registration is going on. You can register online at www.junodance.org. And like I said, there's classes available from kiddos 4 to 12 years old.
All right. Well, we will have to go. That'll do it for Juno Afternoon. We want to thank everyone for joining us and have a great evening.